Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Flight delays across the U.S. are expected to worsen as air traffic controller shortages deepen amid the ongoing government shutdown. Joining us to explain is Joe Sweeterman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddick Institute at DePaul University in Chicago. Joe, thank you for joining us today. And this has been a weekend of disruption across the entire air travel system. More than 50 staffing shortages have been reported since Friday morning, causing delays from Los Angeles, where LAX flights were temporarily halted on Sunday because of a staffing shortage at the air traffic control facility, which handles arriving and departing flights. Reagan National Airport in D.C., staffing issues causing a ground delay yesterday morning that was supposed to last the entire day. Since October 1st, there have been at least 264 instances, Joe, of staffing problems reported at FAA facilities. And it just seems like it will continue to get worse as this government shutdown drags on.
You know, this weekend was sort of an inflection point, you might say. I mean, just looking at these numbers, and they're just not pretty all around the country, it's just somewhat hard to fathom Newark Airport, over 40% of flights delayed yesterday. And here in Chicago, you know, here one-third of the flights left late. Hardly any were canceled. And I think the telltale sign that this is an ATC issue is it's so consistent across airlines. And that's suggest that this is not unique weather patterns and so forth.
And then when you have a shortage of controllers, either at the tower at the airport or at the facility that handles traffic on a regional basis, you have this ground delay program. And Joe, you're an old airline operations guy. When you are in a ground delay program, it's the airport equivalent of turning off or limiting the spigot. You limit the number of flights that can arrive and depart so the smaller crew can handle them.
Exactly right. And you look at the small things that are done, increase spacing between departures, you limit landings, sometimes even close runways, when you just can't do it, you know, with the manpower being stretched too thin. And kind of what we're seeing is this cumulative effect. It's not a massive sick out or anything like that. It's just a slow creep where when you fall below the threshold of a certain number, they automatically kick in these revised methods. It doesn't relate to sort of the ground movements as much as it does takeoff and landings. And that's, you know, hair is being pushed to the max already right now. So you turn things off, just reduce 5 or 10%, you have these trickle effects.
And the reality is if you are an air traffic controller and your paycheck you haven't received a paycheck since October 1st or since the last pre-shutdown pay cycle. Even though you may get back pay when the shutdown ends, you still have to make ends meet. And there is a good possibility that for a lot of the controllers who are just not showing up for whatever reason, is that they've probably found a side hustle just to keep the lights on until their government paycheck starts flowing once again.
Yeah, that's right. This has had a cumulative effect, psychological effect of not getting paid. And then when other people call in sick, your work burden rises. And so people, you know, generally need time off to recover. A lot of them are doing 6-day shifts because of the shortages. And it just sends a signal that, you know, they have to watch out for their own mental health. And we aren't seeing any sort of large scale not come to work protests. It's just more the slow effects of being understaffed. And you're right. I mean, now they've missed a full paycheck or two, and it's tough out there.
Air travel disruption was one of the contributing factors that brought both sides back to the table to end the last government shutdown, in the last long one in 2018 that ended in early 2019. Could we see a similar effect this time around?
Oh, I think we are. I think there's pressure in Congress. And as time goes on, I mean, all demographics are flying, of course, at different levels. But air travel is no longer confined to, you know, the affluent, fully employed. It's a U.S. Necessity, you might say. So I think everybody's feeling pressure. And the good thing about the pressure is it's kind of bipartisan. There's no angle for Democrats or Republicans about their traffic system. They just hear it from their constituents. And corporations, of course, feel the heat. They're afraid to put people on the road when there's delays that are prominent. And eventually there'll be a safety discussion connected with this. We don't have that yet. There's no indication safety's compromised. But boy, you can't push the system too far.
Joe Sweeterman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddick Institute at DePaul University in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, Lululemon dominates athleisure with top quality gear and major sports deals. We'll talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.